being towards the end of the month, it's that time on the show to have a chat to my officially unofficial music correspondent. He's a rock photographer of renown for many, many years. His name is Nathan Kelly. Mr. Kelly, great to have you on the show. There's a lot happening on the gig front. It's incredible to see international artists starting to announce their Australian tours after such a long wait for all of us during the pandemic. But there's also a hell of a lot happening with gigs in Cairns. There's one band in particular that I wanted to get your thoughts on. Here's just a little listen to one of their absolute classics, and then we'll get you to let listeners know how they can listen to one of the artists from this legendary Brisbane band. Like a snake calling on a phone, I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time, you better think I'll lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Yes, it's the Saints, I'm Stranded. What an absolute cracker of a song. Nathan Kelly, tell us a little bit more about the Saints, but also how here in Cairns we can catch up with one of the legends from that band.
Thanks, Gavin. First, I just got to say what amazing track that is. Like, the guitar riff just still sounds so fresh 40 years later, really.
Amazing, isn't it? So good.
Ed Cooper, who was a founding member of the band The Saints, founded in Brisbane with his mate who we went to high school with, Chris Bailey, is playing tonight, Friday night at the Tanks. And he is a total legend. That guitar riff just really changed rock and roll in Australia and internationally.
So did Ed Cooper, that's Ed's guitar riff on I'm Stranded.
That's only one guy with one guitar making all that noise. It's just awesome. So mind-blowing. Mm. I spoke with him this week and he said, you know, I made three albums by the time I was 22, Nathan. Mm. It's just amazing what they made in that time. But he's made about 37 albums since then. Mm. And he's playing up at Tanks with Jim White, who was a drummer for the Dirty Three.
Mm, another Aussie music legend.
Yeah, so it's going to be a reinterpretation of all his songs. The reason this kind of came to mind for me is Chris Bailey died since we last spoke, quite young, 66 years old. He's an Aussie rock legend, singer.
And he was the lead singer of The Saints, of course.
Yeah, yes. Mm. Me and Ed spoke about that, and he said, you know, we had a complicated relationship after the band fell apart, and I've seen Ed Cooper play a number of times. He always puts on an amazing show, and I think this will be an amazing show with Jim White. It was meant to happen last year, but because of COVID, they've had to reschedule it.
Mm. Okay, Ed Cooper at the Tanks tonight, Friday night. That will be an incredible gig with Jim White. All right, what else is coming up in Cairns gigs-wise?
In just over a week, we have Missy Higgins playing at Munramadam Parklands.
That'll be massive.
That should be huge. And she's been doing gigs all around Australia. She's coming up here. This is also a rescheduled concert from last year. And I think if the weather's good, which it's looking like it will be, it's just such a special spot to see gigs and sit out on the grass with your friends and family. And I think it's been a long time since Missy Higgins has been up here. I can't remember seeing her.
All right, so we got the date. When's Missy playing the Munro Martin?
That's the 7th of May. So we're headed for like three massive weeks of music. You could take out your Saturday night every week for the next 3 weeks.
Nice.
So after Missy Higgins, we've got the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Okay, that'll be massive as well.
Yeah, huge. So that's the week after, the 14th of May. And that's Hunters and Collectors, The Living End, and a few other bands. Mm. So Red Hot Summer Tour, and that's at the Cairns Showground. Should be a big day, and I think the tickets are almost sold out for that show.
There you go, jump on those.
And if all of that's too rock and roll for you so far, we have Casey Chambers and Busby Maru are playing Munramadam Parklands on the 21st of May.
Okay.
Which should be a very chilled,
bit more laid back. Yes. More relaxing. Okay, good. Although Missy Higgins will be fairly chill, I would imagine.
Yeah, she'll be chill. Yeah. And then we have John Stevens playing at Tanks on Sunday, the 22nd of May.
Okay. There's Noiseworks.
Noiseworks, Inxs, Combo. He's playing two nights, Sunday and Monday. Okay. So he must have a bit of a following in Cairns, I think.
Well, how there's some legends there between Hunters and Collectors.
Noiseworks.
Ed Cooper. Wow, it's all happening in the next few weeks alone.
And just in our little town, Cairns. When will the international touring people work out, hey, there's venues There's an audience.
Well, see, this my thing though with that is we don't have a big enough venue for the big acts. Now there's the convention center, of course, which is I don't know what the capacity
it's
these
about
days.
6,000.
About 6. But if you're, you know, like the Elton John thing that happened there a few years ago, Cazaley's 30,000.
Yeah.
You know, we need a stadium, Nathan Kelly. We need a stadium for concerts and for sport.
We need Pearl Jam.
Well, there you go. Get a stadium, Pearl Jam will come, I'm sure. All right, now, the other thing we do with you, Nathan Kelly, is get your tips on some recommended listening.
The record by Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda. Mm. So if you don't
know... legends there.
Yeah, they are legends. Mm. But for people that don't know them, Rai Kuda was the instrumental guy behind the Buena Vista Social Club. He recorded all those artists.
Put all that together.
And got Wim Wenders in, who made the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And Taj Mahal is famous for writing... or doing the version of She Caught the Katie that starts the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, right.
Though he didn't appear in the Blues Brothers movie.
No, he's a blues legend, but there you go. Okay, Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda. I can't wait to listen to that one.
That's for sure. That album's called Get On Board, and it's a series of cover songs,
okay.
Looking at the work of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Yeah,
awesome. So that should be great. That'll be a good listen, I think.
That's a nice beer and barbecue album, that one, that's for sure. Rai Kuda and Taj Mahal, fantastic. All right, Nathan Kelly, another musical roundup done. It's a big month ahead. I hope that I will see you in tip-top shape.
I'll be there. I'll be there. Come and say hi. I'll be down the front.
Very good. All right, that's Nathan Kelly. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Okay, thanks, Gavin.